Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, the listeners out there, I'd like to say hello and welcome and thank you all at once and for being here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, for meeting us in this space together. For those of you listening on iTunes, those of you listening on Stitcher and other media hosts, we're in this space together. Even if it's a recording, we're here now. And we can take all that love and all that positive energy and all this, that what this show's about, and use it in our lives and just be on one accord in this space of Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. So as we always promote what this show's about, it's about taking control of our lives and not letting our life take control of us. It's about having power. It's about learning how to live in your greatness and your God-given right to live in your greatness and using that greatness to overcome obstacles, overcome challenges, overcome whatever is stopping you inside and out. That's what this show is about. It's about a lot of things. It's about living, not just being here. It's about filling your cup. When you leave this body, having something in that cup where you can say, this is my legacy. It's about a lot of things. So this is why we have this show in the guests. Our guests are experts and qualified in many different areas in the area in question to help us overcome these obstacles that we face so that we can achieve the highest, live the highest in that, okay? So, and I like to say, and I have to let everyone know, how I live is through my Lord, the living spirit and mind of Jesus Christ. He is alive. And that's the power I walk through, and that's the only way I know. Okay. The episode for today's title is Building Confidence, Overcoming Tragedy. Okay? Building Confidence and Overcoming Tragedy with Sherry Rickard. Okay? And we're going to give, I want to just give you a little bit of a bio, if we can call it a bio, background on Sherry. Sherry's a grief counselor, And she have a lot of different hats to her credit. Author, motivational speaker, like we said, certified grief counselor. She is a member of the Association of Professional Women, director of the Bryant Kite Scholarship. She's going to tell us more about that. Scholarship fundraiser, director of the Bryant Kite Scholarship fundraiser. And her work is featured on NBC, Fox newspapers. Okay. And she's had over 20 years in the healthcare industry, patient care, and with medical products and industry, the medical industry products. So, and I like what she says. She says she uses her education and personal experience to guide. She also says she delivers inspirational and motivational messages to help people overcome in order to live up to their greatness and live a life of joy and fulfillment. Who doesn't want to live a life of joy and fulfillment? And there goes the key word, that greatness. We all have access to that greatness, but we got to know how to access it, okay? And that's your personal journey, and that's your task for being here, learning how to access the best that is within you, your potential. And that's one of the main things that this show's about, because when we can access the greatness within us, we're more stronger to handle life and its obstacles and its challenges. And this is what this show is about. So please give a warm welcome to our guest, Sherry Rickard. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. I'm going to put you in my pocket and put you in my pocket all my speaking events.
Wow.
You can introduce me everywhere I go. That sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta let the listeners know the great work that you do.
Thank you.
And it speaks for itself. I mean,
thank you.
You're welcome. And it's the truth. I mean, we have people out here empowering other people, giving their time, and really helping and care. And like our teachers, the things they put up with. And,
right.
You know, they're some of the least paid. But we entrust them right. with our children.
Exactly.
You know, so I think the world got it backwards. We pay politicians all this money. I think the teachers need to get the money. And the people are out here that's really giving themselves selflessly.
Right.
They need more
credit.
My
daughter would agree with you. She's a kindergarten teacher, and she would stand up and applaud that.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, it's your stage. I just highlighted a little bit of what you do and how you help people, but let them know who you are and how you help people. Let the listeners know.
I will. Thank you. I guess, you know, I can start back. Back in 2007 is when I really realized what my passion and purpose on this earth was. You know, we always think that we have a particular passion and purpose, and sometimes it takes a really horrific tragedy to hit us before we realize why we were actually put here. And I unfortunately was hit over the head with that in 2007. My son was killed, my 17-year-old son was killed in an auto accident coming home from a friend's house, and I was 2,000 miles away on a business trip. I'm in South Louisiana, and I was in California at the time, and I received that phone call that every parent dreads that my son had been in a car wreck, and I was told on the phone that he died. So I had to try to figure out a way in my right mind to fly from California to Memphis, Tennessee, which is where he was at the time when he was in that car accident. And that's pretty much where my journey started. You know, it's been a long road. It'll be 9 years this July. Sometimes it feels like 9 months. Sometimes it feels like 9 days. But it's been almost 9 years. And there's a lot that's happened in that time. You know, I started journaling about 4 months after Bryant died, and it was on my birthday. And, you know, those journal entries was a way for me to release that pain without burdening everyone around me. And over time, those journal entries turned into, well, actually a long time. It was 7 years. It took me to take those journal entries and actually put them in a book with much inspiration and support from friends and family, to be able to use that book to reach out and help others that were suffering from the same or similar loss that I was suffering. And that's how it began. And from that book, it turned into two more. You know, like you had said to all the listeners, you know, I do a lot of speaking to women's groups, to bereavement groups. I do a lot of empowerment and motivation, as well as bereavement speaking, just so I can reach those that need healing. And in turn, that's how I receive my healing, is to be able to reach out and help someone go through the same journey or a similar journey of loss, whether it be, you know, over a death or a divorce. You know, there's all avenues of grief. But that's how I help myself heal. And over time, I just, you know, this is my purpose. This is what I do. And it sounds oddly to say, but I actually love what I do because it helps other people and in turn helps me. Does that make sense?
Yes. Helping people, helping you, helps you. Makes a lot of sense. Because this show helps me.
Right.
You know, so I understand how helping people helps you. But
yeah.
You know, the saying says, you know how people say, it's going to be all right, or I know what you're going through, or I feel your pain. I cannot feel that.
Right.
And as you said, every parent's nightmare. I'm a single parent of a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. So my hat's off to you. You've done something with, you know, hard circumstance and helped other people, you know. But let's get to the meat of that. Okay.
Sure.
How does one, okay, you, I like what you did. You said journaling helped you and then you found your calling. That helped you get
right
through. But what would you, I mean, what would you tell someone listening to this that's going through, you know, loss, similar? I mean, what can you, you know, what can you say? What,
you know, unless it's really hard because, you know, there are different stages of grief. And, you know, we learned that from way back in the 1960s when, you know, they first came out with all the different stages of grief. And some people believe in those, some people don't. I believe that everyone goes through a stage of grief. We just all don't go through it at the same time. Some last longer than others. You know, somebody may go through the anger stage for 1 month, 1 year, 10 years. So there's different stages. But the one advice that I would give, and it's much easier said than done, but you have to do it, is you have to take that anger that you have from any loss, and you have to, number one, replace that with some type of love to honor that person that you've lost. So that's where the foundation came from. You know, you have to ask yourself, what can I do for my child from this point on? You know, I can't Christmas shop for Bryant anymore. You know, like I can my daughter Christina or my son Carson. I can't buy him birthday presents or make him a cake. I can't do all these things that we just go through life and we do for our child. So what can I do to fill that void that I don't have anymore? So some mothers, for instance, you know, their child may be killed in a car accident for a drunk by a drunk driver. So they are really powerful in stricter laws and drunk driving. They may join MAD. There's different things that you can do to get rid of that anger and turn it around for good and honor your child's memory. And that's what we've done with the foundation.
Okay. So one thing we discussed is, listeners, turn that anger into positive energy and do something. As Sherry said, ask yourself, what can I do to honor this person by helping people through this in these types of circumstances? So listeners, that's something good, because I truly believe life is about finding love within yourself and spreading it.
Right.
That love has no fear. And love feels good, true love, not just between the man and the woman, but love for life, sharing love, receiving love. So it perfectly, to me, makes sense with my spiritual eye that to turn a tragedy and find out of that given love. You know, it might sound weird to a person that's not used to that, but to me, it makes perfect, because I've rejoiced at a funeral. I thought about the person mm-hmm. in their life and how funny they were, the things they did. And now, yeah. Hopefully, they're up in the heavens, you know, or in the realms where, you know, the good, you know, where they're feeling good. And I know they were. You know, so that's why I was rejoicing in my spirit. Some might have called me mad, but I turned that situation. I perceived it, and that's the way I dealt with it.
Right.
You know, so it perfectly is logical for a believer and a spiritual person to find love and goodness through all things. So thank you for that, listeners. That's a good piece of information. Turn situations that are unfavorable, find ways to find love in that. Moving on, Sherry. Okay. So when you do talks and you and in your book, mm-hmm. or anything you do, let the listeners know, or just, you know, what is it exactly that you want to give them from, like, your message,
right?
Of working with you or your books, whatever avenue of media or just talks or whatever. What is it that you want to give through that? Your core message.
Well, you know, there's a few messages there, Keylane. You know, I have a website, and on the website, it's just sherryricard.com. But on the website, I do have a blog tab where you can go on my blog, and I post publications all the time. Not necessarily, I mean, a lot of them are mine, but I also post articles that are published by other motivational speakers, people with similar loss, whether it be divorce, broken friendships, relationships, or through death of a loved one. I post a lot of things for people so they're able to read, you know, not just mine, but other people's articles on there. Also, I do a lot of speaking to women's groups. And in the women's groups, it's not always about grief. For instance, I have a presentation that I'm doing in April for the National Association of Professional Women, the chapter in Louisiana, and April is stress awareness. So a lot of women, and as well as men, but we are women are emotional beings. We have a lot of stress. We hold a lot of our stress in, and it comes out in different ways. And so a lot of the presentation that I'm giving is how to relieve that stress. I'm doing another presentation in Mississippi next week, actually, where we're talking about building confidence. You know, one of my books, Strong Women, I go into how to rock interviews, how to be a stronger woman, you know, independence, self-esteem. One thing I've done my whole life is I've been in the pageant industry since I was 12 years old. So a lot of people don't know that about me, but I actually do judge beauty pageants. That's something that I do for fun. I enjoy it. I've been involved since I was a young child, and I've used my education and my experience and my skills and writing about that as well. So in going back to the loss in divorce and the death of a loved one, the message that I try to give is there are ways of healing, and healing is ongoing. It's not something we just say, okay, this is how I'm going to heal, and next week I'm going to be better. I am a grieving mother, and I will grieve for the rest of my life. So what I have learned to do is to take that grief and to channel it into something positive. And that's what I hope to share with other parents that are going through a similar loss. But also, it's to give a message to those that are in your situation that does not they don't know what it's like to lose a child. So you may not know what to say. You know, I talked to a woman today that said, you know, I just don't know the right things to say, and so I avoided that friend. And yeah. That's the worst thing that you can do. Don't avoid me or don't mention, you know, don't purposely not mention my son's name for fear that I'm going to break down, because then that hurts me in thinking that you have forgotten him or that you want to forget him. So I put a lot of these free articles and blogs so people can go and read that and go, you know what, I don't know the right thing to say. I do know someone suffering. I'm going to read this so I can educate myself and I can be a better friend or I can be a better sister or family member. So it's not just for those that have lost, but for those that don't understand someone that has gone through that same loss.
Okay. Wow, that was some good information because a few years back I did exactly that. I avoided the person, a family member,
mm-hmm.
and I came back a week later and explained to them. I didn't know what to say. I know more what to say because I've matured. And working with people and, you know, just becoming more mature in mind and more in my walk. So I'm more comforting now. But at that time, it was really hard. And I avoid it. And I can go back and just comfort that person. I was trying to say sometimes what I know now, I might not. I didn't. Sometimes it's nothing to say but just comfort. I'm here for you, you know, and that's what I know in my spirit now, you know, so it's not too much anxiety, but that's so true because I've done that, avoid it, and I love that.
Yeah, a lot of people have, and you can't, you know, you don't want to beat yourself up over that, and, you know, one thing that a lot of people don't understand, and I learned this through all of, not just the grief that I go through on my journey, but you know, going back to and getting a further part of my education to be a grief counselor was not just to counsel individuals. I don't do that. I use that so that I'm able to understand someone else's grief. You know, I don't know what it's like to lose a mom. I don't know what it's like to lose a sibling. So I wanted to be able to understand all aspects of loss. So I went back and educated myself. Well, you know, it's the same for somebody like you said that, you know, you didn't know what to do and, you know, you've matured and now you know. And that's great because a lot of people don't understand, you know, grief is in two parts. The first is loss and the second is remaking of life. And if you know that, then you know that each person is going to go through those stages, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And if you're able to recognize where your family member or friend is in those stages, then you know how to react to that person. You know if they're in an anger stage. You know if they're in a bargaining or a denial stage. You're able to recognize that. And that's why I talk about that in the book. You know, my book is for somebody that doesn't matter if you're 13 years old or 90 years old. You're going to read that book, and it's simple to understand, and you can use that as education in everyday life, whether you're the one that's walking in the journey or you know someone that is.
Okay, yeah. And that's what we do towards the end of the show. Let the listeners know where they can purchase your books. It's three of them, right? Is it three of them or two?
There are actually three books, and the fourth book will be launched later this month. I don't have an exact date, but they are all on Amazon. And the easiest way to find the book is to go on Amazon, and in the little search square, you just type in my name, Sherry Ricard, and all the books come up. They're all ebook and print, so whichever way you prefer to get your books, you can get those. And my fourth book, How to Live a Life with Passion and Purpose, will come out later on this month. You can also go directly to my website, which is sherryricard.com. And if you go to books, you can click a link, and it'll take you directly to Amazon as well.
Okay. And listeners, again, that's sherryricard.com. Is there any special spelling on that?
C-H-E-R-I-E-R-I-C-K-A-R-D.com.
Okay, everyone, go do that. Because we all can learn a lot. And that's what this show is about, empowering ourselves in all the areas. And then we have something extra in our tool belt. And you can be there, you know, for someone else with the information and the stuff you learn there. Okay, we talked about your books, where they can purchase them, contact info. What other services for the listeners that you want to? Last words, other services. One last thing you want to leave with the listeners with about a minute or two to you, Sherry.
Thank you, Keelane. I appreciate it. You know, I just want to as well say that my walk and my journey is held up because of God. And some people will ask me, well, you know, what if you don't believe in God? How do you go through what you go through? And my answer to you is, I don't know, because I can only tell you how I'm able to walk this grief journey every day. And that's with prayer, and that's with the help of God, and being able to do what I feel that He has asked me to do. And that's to reach out to people like you and be able to share, and hope that you find healing and that your journey will be a little more peaceful than it is right now.
And everyone, you have it. That was grief counselor Sherry Ricard. And again, we want to thank her for coming on the show
helping us
in this tough area of loss. So please, everyone, go to the website, sherryricard.com. Check out what she has to offer. A lot of blogs, good information. She got three books, the fourth coming out on purpose. So please do that. Support the show. Support the guests that are on the show, because they, along with you listeners, make this show happen, but also they're out there helping other people. So let's continue to light that torch. Okay? Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
And this is Empowering, You're Welcome, Ourselves Together Talk Radio. We are on iTunes. We are downloaded from Stitcher and many, many, many other hosts. So you can find us everywhere. Google Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Google Discovering the Beautiful You.org. There's a lot going on. Next week, another guest. You can tweet us, follow us, the guests, follow the hosts, share us